We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Hamoicher Mokoyim Lechaveiro, if someone sells the Mokoyim to Chaveiro, he says he's selling a Mokoyim to make a house for Beis Chasnos, or a Beis Chasnos Lebnoi, or Beis Amnos Lebitoi, or he's Mekabel to do that. He's Mekabel to build that type of house. The loch is, it has to be a certain size. We'll see in a second what that means. It says like this. So, lastly, is Beis Chasnos Lebnoi. Beis Chasnos Lebnoi means that his son is getting married and he needs a little house to live in. He just got married. Or a Beis Amnos Lebitoi. His daughter lost her husband and she's coming back, home. So, he made a little house. So boina arba ames al sheish. The minimum size is 4 ames by 6 ames. That means, say, if I say I'm selling you a place for this house, I have to give you a place the size of 4 by 6 ames. And say, if I tell you I'm going to build you a house, I have to build you that size house 4 by 6. Now, the case is a base chasnos lebenoi or base amenos lebitoi, which sounds like that you don't build a base chasnos lebitoi, only a base amenos lebitoi. You don't build a base armless Lebanoi, only a base chasnos Lebanoi. We'll talk about in the Gemara exactly what that means. Basically, it means like this: that when your son is married, he lives by your house, by the father's house. When the daughter is married, she doesn't live by the father's house; she lives by the shver's house. Only when she gets divorced or loses her husband, then she moves back to your house. We'll see the Gemara upside in that. But like upon him, the size of this house is 4 by 6 amos, according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, that's not a house. That's a refes baka. That's a stable. It's too small. Refes baka izu. Then the Mishnah says, a rich lot is a refes baka. If you want to make a refes baka, boy, dalad amas al sheish. Then that's the size of a refes baka, 4 by 6. The Gemara does not speak out for Rabbi Shmuel. What is the size of Beis Chasnos? It doesn't speak it out. And this line in the Mishnah, the Gemara of the Shiloh, who is going to Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel? So a rich lot is refes baka, boy, dalad amas al sheish. You can build something 4 by 6. If you say I'm building a bias katan, so you have to build it at least, and it also means the same thing with giving a space for this. If you say I'm selling you a space for a bias katan, the minimum is sheish al ches, 6 by 8. Gold oil is ches al eser, 8 by 10. Teraklin is yud by yud, yud al yud. A little bigger house is 8 by 10, and a teraklin, which is a place where you just sit for to be comfortable, not a practical, it's not a place of a house, it's just a place where Sarim, where rich people sit around. So there it's Yud HaYud, it's a square room. What's the height of it? Rumah is always Kechetzi Arka, Kechetzi Rachboi. For example, a bias katan, a 6 by 8. So the height has to be 7. How is that? Half of a sheish is 3, half of 8 is 4. 3 plus 4 is 7. So Rumah, the height always Kechetzi Arka, Kechetzi Rachboi. Raya Ladova, Rosh Hashanah, Kevin Hechel, the beginning of Hechel. The Hechel, the size of the Hechel was 60 amis by 40, and the height was 30, because it's half the length and half the width. That's how high it is. That's how high you have to make one of these houses. So, the Gemara. Lomeli lemista beis chasnos lebenoi. Why does it say that I'm building a chasna house, a place to live when the son gets married for the son? Or beis amnos lebitoi. When it comes to lebitoi, it's when she loses her husband. Listi can be both. Beis chasnos benoi ulebitoi, or beis amnos lebenoi ulebitoi. Either way, why is this the case? So Gemara says, no, it's bedafka. And the reason is because the son always lives by his father, not by his shver. Because the Gemara says that the shviger should be careful of the first son-in-law, because they could be too close, either because of znus, or because she will buy him too many things and waste too much money. And they're both true. That's like the Rashbam brings up the Gemara. And therefore, the son should not live by the shviger, he lives by the father. So that's why you have a base chasnos lebenoi. Masha Inkain, the Bitoi was living when she was married. The whole time she was living by her in-laws. And only when her husband dies would she move back to her father's house. It's not the derech of the son-in-law to live by the shver. I measured everything, I weighed everything in a scale, I didn't find anything more garua than subin, worse than subin. But I did find something in the food department, nothing worse than subin, than the chaff of the wheat. But kalma subin is chosana ador beis chama, a son-in-law that lives by his shver's house. The kal mechas, and worse than that, is oirach machas oirach. The guy who was a guest, he brings other guests unannounced with him. He's like, he invites other guests. That's the worst thing. You're getting a favor from someone, don't bring someone else. The kal meirich is meishiv dov of tarim yishma. Someone who answers something before listening to the whole thing. Shenema meishiv dov of tarim yishma ibelasi lo yuklima. Someone who has a question or answer who interjects or interrupts someone before he finishes talking is a ibelasi uklima. It says in our Mishnah that Rishmol Eimer refes baka hizu, and that's 4x6 is not a house; it's a refes baka. And then the Mishnah says Reitz Las refes baka is dal hashesh. So who said that? Refes baka man k'toni lo, igadami Rishmol k'toni lo, vigadami amir Rekiva k'toni lo. The Gemara explains igadami Rekiva k'toni lo v'alkamar. He says like this: Ava pisha refes baka he. Which means Rav Akiva said the size of Beis Chas is 4x6. Rav Shmuel says, no, it's Refes Baka. Says back Rav Akiva, yeah, you want to make a Refes Baka, it's also 4x6. And sometimes a house the same size as a Refes Baka. Rav Shmuel is talking. It's like this. Refes Baka, but a house is bigger than that. So it come out that either way, there's a, especially with the second lashon, there's a two-way machlekes of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. A two-way machlekes for the second pshat. One machlekes is, what's the size of a refes bakar? According to Rabbi Shmuel, bias is bigger than that, a bias of bias chasnos, and a refes bakar is 4x6. So machlekes number one is, what's the size of the bias chasnos? According to Rabbi Kiva, bias chasnos is 4x6. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's bigger than 4x6. Machlokes number two is, what's the size of a refes bakar? According to Rabbi Akiva, a refes bakar is smaller than 4x6. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, a refes bakar is smaller. Because for the second lashon, it would be like this. Igadami, Rabbi Shmuel, k'tan lokama, sha'aretz lasis refes bakar, isa arba amas al-shesh. So how could he say, beis chas is a refes bakar? And there Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, okay, it's a refes bakar smaller than that. He holds not a refes bakar. Like the response speaks out of a tarti pligi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, pligi beis chasnos, pligi Rabbi Baka. V'shiuri de Rabbi Kiva mafurish beis chasnos. We know Rabbi Kiva shiur beis chasnos loy Rabbi Baka. And Rabbi Shmuel mafurish Rabbi Baka loy beis chasnos, not beis chasnos. So it's two way machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Traklin yud al yud. My traklin, what's a traklin? Kubasa bevardi. It's a den with roses or with windows around it. That's what Rashbam says. It's like a square room that's made for relaxing. Tony, if you say the kantir, if you say I'm building you a kantor, a space for a kantor, shtei mesrei al shtei mesrei. It means 12 by 12 amas. My kantor, tarbitz apadni. It's the little chotzer next to a garden. That was 12 by 12, also made to sit around, also square. And that's called tarbitz apadni. The reason it's called tarbitz is because you used to spray it with water to hold down the dust. Said in our Mishnah, ruma kechatzi arka, what's the height? Half the length and half the width. Who says Raya L'dava? Because the funny law doesn't say Omer Rav Shem Mil Raya L'dava. It says Raya L'dava Shem Mil Mekibin in Ha'echel. So how do you read this Mishnah? The Mar is two stodim. Igadam Shem Mil K'toni Lo. Shem Mil is one who said this Mishnah. V'hachikama Raya L'dava Menayin. How do you know a Raya? Omer Rav Shem Mil Akol K'bin in Ha'echel. The Raya is from Binyan Ha'echel. They asked, like, where's the Raya from? So Shem Mil says, from Binyan Ha'echel is the Raya. Again, it was 60 by 40. It's different height, was 30. V'yigadam Re Tanakama K'toni Lo. It's the Tanakama. I said 60 by 40. 60 by 60, it was 20
by 40.
20 by 40 was the size of it. 20 by 40 was the size of Ha'echel. Therefore, the height was 30. 20 by 40. 60 includes the Kodesh Kedoshim. It was 20 by 40, and therefore it's 30 height. Yeah. V'yigadamri Tanakama K'toni Lo. Rav Shmuel Tamuyi Kamatama. V'al Kamalei. He's been Matama, the Tanakama. Raya, Minayin. What's the Raya? Mibinyan Ha'echel? Ot kuli ama k'binyan Ha'echel avdi? Rav Shmuel has a kash on it. It says, where's the Raya? From Binyan Ha'echel? I don't agree to that. Binyan Ha'echel is special. Not every building has a Binyan Ha'echel. Binyan Ha'echel is a special building. It's a high building. Doesn't mean every building is a high building. And if we came to argue on it, that's why it's a different lashon. He's saying, Raya, Dava, Rav Shmuel says, k'binyan Ha'echel? It's not a Raya. So it's a shaila how to read the Mishnah. What would be Raya? I don't know. What would be the shir? We don't know. We know. He says that's not Raya. We don't know what the shir would be. Tanya Acher Maimrim. Here, the Mara says now Tanya. We call it the Tanya Acher Maimrim. Tanya Acher Maimrim. Ruma Kikai Raisav. The height is like the width of the Kaira, which means like the width of the building. Frank the Mara. Lema Ruma Karachpa. Say the width of the house. But he's saying, a lot of times, on top, higher up in the house, it's wider. So the beams could be wider than the bottom, because walls are thicker on the bottom and get thinner, therefore it could be wider. So therefore he said, like the width of the kerasav, that's the height. The places where the beams could be longer than it looks, because it goes into these holes in the wall, it goes out of those holes, so it could be longer than the width of the house. That's why it says such a lashon. And we're going to have to stop here, but we'll continue Mitzvah from here tomorrow.